Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
But we've also been following the CTU and CPS strike. Robert Bruno is a, negotiation, maybe not strike. Robert Bruno is a professor of labor and employment relations at the University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign, and the author of or co-author of a 2016 book about public education and the CTU. Now, thanks for joining us again, Robert. How are you today?
I'm doing really well. Thank you so much for having me on the show. Really appreciate it.
What's your overhead view of where the two sides are right now, and what do you think the outcome is going to be?
I think they're in a really terrific position to do the kind of constructive work that's been difficult in past negotiations, given the hostility between the mayor's office and the union. In this particular case, I think there is a greater opportunity to look for transformative issues and programs and changes through the negotiation. So I'm very optimistic that they'll break some new ground in the negotiating. And I think the chances of a strike are, they're not zero, but I think they're pretty low. So I'm optimistic this time around.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. And I only chuckled because you said there's maybe less hostility now between the two sides, in no small part because the mayor is a former CTU guy and got the job thanks to their support. So that is almost the problem for some. It's not that there's no hostility. It's that it might be too cozy. What's your thought about that?
Yeah, I understand that kind of immediate reaction, but I think it sort of misunderstands what the parties want in bargaining. You want to be able to find common ground. You want to be able to find compromise.
You want to mostly do what? And then all of a sudden you heard boom, which is the sound of the phone line disconnecting. He's going to jump back in here in a second. Pete's reconnecting with him. And I'll ask him about this. There's like 700, literally, different data points, negotiation points that the union wants the city to consider. And among them, a 9% raise on a contract that already has built-in steps for higher education and for tenure. The longer you're on, the more money you get paid, et cetera. So that sounds obstructive in a way. It's 11:22 on WGN. Robert Bruno, professor of labor and employment relations at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, back on the line. Robert, you kind of disconnected there, but you were making a point about how you understand why people might chuckle, but you also think that both sides are in a pretty good position to negotiate on this contract. Why?
Yeah, because what bargainers want, regardless whether they represent labor or management, is they want to believe they got people on the other side who they can trust, who want to get a contract, who don't want to blow things up, who have a respect for the institutions and the process. And in this particular case, you do. You have a mayor who believes in collective bargaining, and he's very much aware that the union does have this opportunity to work in a more collaborative way. And when you do have trust, even if it can be difficult to reach a conclusion, the probability of doing so in a positive way is much greater. So nobody is advantaged when the two parties, quite frankly, have no confidence in the other. It just makes for bad negotiation. So I think this time there's a chance to do some really creative things. Well, that doesn't mean it's going to be a slam dunk, particularly around anything that, is financial. But it does create openings for good bargaining, which is why I'm optimistic.
Among the things that they talk about, they want air conditioning in all of the schools. They want the schools to be greener, a 9% raise. There's even housing issues that are rolled into this multi-point proposal by the union. What stands out to you in all of that?
Yeah, well, to some of the items that you're mentioning, you know, I think what stands out is there's an opportunity for some real transformative issues to be agreed to in this contract, where there's a real alignment between the mayor's vision for Chicago and Chicago's working families and students, and the position that that the union holds to, and it's wanting to champion these working class families. So issues around housing vouchers, around green schools, around dealing with trauma issues, helping newcomers who are seeking asylum, addressing housing within the city. This really does align, you know, pretty well. These bargaining issues really do align with the mayor's agenda. And I think that's really where this contract is going to stand out. I, like you, was really impressed by the number and the nature of some of these non-nuts and bolts bargaining issues. And they're consistent with the Chicago Teachers Union. They have promoted these kinds of issues in past bargaining rounds. And I think the city and CPS has gotten accustomed to hearing those proposals and discussing them. And I think that's really where we see the potential.
Right, I understand that. And I understand how you can connect those to education, because the health of the families and the economy and the city bear on how well we're able to educate our young. But they also sound like such broad-based social reform ideas that you wonder what's that got to do with the Chicago Teachers Union, particularly since the school district is $400 million in debt, and this would add hundreds of millions more. Last question for you. Where does the money come from? How does any of this happen?
Yeah, obviously, you have to put resources behind big ideas. And that's going to have to come from the assistance that comes, obviously, from the state, from the revenue that the district is able to collect. It's going to come from how the city handles TIFs and surpluses in TIFs. You're going to have to find additional revenue. I would note that a number of these items are issues that have been addressed in past bargaining, and some have had dollar figures attached to them. So this won't be necessarily the first time they've looked for ways to properly finance some of these breakthroughs. And if you invest this money on the front end, the thought is it's going to be far less expensive to address the problems that are generated on the back end if, you know, you don't deal with housing and poverty and the larger social reforms.
Yeah. Boy, that's a selling point. That's a feature, not a bug. And I hope they do make that point. I hope it goes as well as you hope it does, too. Your optimism is good to hear. And I'm not pessimistic. I'm just learning as I go here, Robert. So let's do this. Let's have a few more conversations like this down the road.
It would be an honor to come back on the show. Much appreciate the opportunity.
Robert Bruno, professor of labor and employment at U of I at Urbana-Champaign.